Okay, we're continuing in the chapter 21 in the first book. So he says the meaning of the word ovar. So the word ovar, the Rambam says, has a its first implication, its first meaning is like the Arabic word ubur, which means to the moving of a body over a distance. Okay. And he says an example of this would be the tenuas bal chayim al pnei merchak yosher mesuyam. So the movement of living beings over a straight distance. Okay. So like I think Barbanel says, as opposed to like a circle. You wouldn't say if a body went in a circle, it was ovar. Had to go a change of place, not returning, it's relocating, not just the motion. So it says, Behu ovar lifnehem. Okay, and he passed before them. Yeah. And avor lifnei ha'om. Okay, so it says those are common. Okay, so that would be a Baal Chai, okay, a living being that is moving its location, it's moving its position over a specific distance. Okay. But it's a living, it's the action of a living being, right? You wouldn't say necessarily that a rock was Ovar. Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting. He's saying, first, he just has it generic, Tezuzas Guf. But that doesn't imply like a moving force, like it moves itself, or just tumbleweed is Ovar.
Passed over.
It passed, right?
Passed over.
Did we say that? Okay. So it says afterwards, it's borrowed for the spreading of sound in the air. Vayaaviru kol b'machanah. Okay. Ki lo tova hashir. Hashir anochi shomea ma'avirim am Hashem. So that's second case.
Rumor
So right.
spreading.
So you hear something spreading. Okay, so again, the Rambam takes in his general in his usual method. He goes from the more physical to the less physical. So the first, this is chapter 21. The first ovar is the move is a physical moving of a body. Yes, he says kisholach like by Yaakov kisholach with name mishpato cross mifgosho im echov. Okay, so or like Moshe shayaholich roshaam. So that was who over lifnei. That's a physical moving of a body, and then it gets extended to the spreading of a sound, which is less tangible than a body. Yeah, and over here you have to have something propagating the call, right? That's what I was mentioning before. It's not just all of our call, huh? It's maybe I have to think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's trying to.
To
To call over. Hushal ha'or. This is the hard one now. He says, then it gets borrowed to the shriyas ha'or v'hashechina. Okay, the resting of the or and the shechina. Sheroim ha'neviim v'mara ha'nevuah. There's always that. We always have that funny. There's always that strange thing in the Rambam where he's describing, well, he talks about things that are seen in the Maran Avua as if that's like some kind of a phenomenon, like an actual phenomenon, as opposed to just things you see in the Maran Avua. So he says, "V'hinei tanor oshan v'lapid eish asher ovar bein hagzar me'ela." It's very strange, saying the word ovar goes from the physical movement of a body, the spreading of a sound, to the resting of the light and the Shekhinah in a Maranavua.
Yeah, but isn't what's the need to just take that literally?
So he says, and that was a Maranavua, because in the beginning of the story he says, Vitardema Noflo Avram. So you see, he was having a nevuah at the time, and it calls it Lapid Eish Asher Ovar Bein HaGezurim.
Didn't see a color player.
Okay, one second. Hold on. You're bringing up an important question. So he says, "Well, so what does that mean?" Okay, we'll put there's some suggestions here. We'll come back to them in a minute. But just to formulate the question, does he mean that in the Mara Nevuah he saw a Oshan and Eish moving from place to place between these Gizrei the Gizarim?
Apparently
Right.
not. Or is it just he sees the effect? What he
Well,
presumes to be the effect.
Vihine, Tanur Arshan Velapid Eshir Ovar. Okay, Bein HaGezurim. So if you're going to say it means that, so
It
you can say
was
it
there.
means that it is a vision of the Shriyas HaOr moving,
The
so
ending.
then you have a problem with the next one. He says, Ulufi HaSheela Zu Nemar V'Ovarti Be'eretz Yisrael. That was not in anyone's nevuah. That's the problem. That was not in anyone's nevuah.
And also, it should have said, be
I mean, the Rambam doesn't say, he doesn't say that Ovar is then used for the movement of the Or Shechina in the nevuah. He doesn't say that. He doesn't know the first ones. He says is a physical movement of a body. And then the second one is. The hispasha hakol or Moshe hakol ba'avir, so that is a traveling, okay. But he doesn't say the. Well, actually, it's interesting Girsa question here. He has okay. We have l'shriyasa or he has l'biyasa or that's also fine. V'ashchina doesn't say the moving of the or
appearance.
in the. It's the appearance of the or. So he sounds like he's saying that's the translation the Abarbanel has. So he wants to say it means it doesn't mean the moving, it means the appearance. So he says lo l'shchinah he im l'biyaso v'gam lo l'biyah hagashmis me'or v'ashchinah shir anavim b'chush sheyem that's his shita of l'biyaso or v'ashchinah kashir yiruah anavim b'mara anavuah. He is chadashus oso hamara amidame yikra avara. Interesting. Mo shehevi vinek for tano ostrom velapid eish asher ovar bein arzorma eva. The hichriach harav sheyesh zeh b'mara nevuah. Okay, but that's going to lead him into problems with the next round though. But it is interesting. It is an interesting point. He's not saying it's the vision of the movement of the thing. He's saying it's the appearance. When there's a certain, I guess he holds with it. Is he saying that in a Mara Nevuah, if you have the appearance of the Eish, that's a different level of Nevuah at that point? It's like a Havara. Person is now passing into a different type of a stage. Not clear what he means. You're referring to the, right? We know he was in the nevuah.
He's not describing within what he's seeing.
Exactly, he's not describing what he's seeing in the vision, but it's some kind of the description of the vision itself. It's true. And he says, and that can be explained. You can turn that into varvarti, meaning what it will create some kind of an effect, like an appearance of some effect, like it will
Mean,
be muchach,
manifest that it's
manifest,
from God,
right?
and not just, in other words,
Yes.
you didn't just see burned meat.
No, it's transitive in the sense that it does represent some kind of transformation in the from the viewer's point of view, right? As opposed to from the object's point of view, from the point of view of the object. Okay, we'll have to think about that a little more. But he says now it goes like this: Hu shall gam lemisha asa maisa kol shehu v'hifrizbo. Yeah, but overall gavulo. So this is an interesting one. Not clear exactly what this is, what the relevance of this is. He says, but it can also be used for one who did an action that was beyond the borders. An excessive action that broke through certain borders. Like, yeah, but But in Tanakh, he has a pasuk, Hayisi ki'ish shikur, uchegever avaro yayin. And like a man who the wine passed over, meaning whose wine exceeded his limit. Okay. Ka'adam sheshasa yoser midah yayin. Okay. So that's the fourth interpretation. One is the physical body. Second one is the sound. Third one is the phenomenon of this galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in some sense, in the Marnevuah or in the Ani V'lo Malach. I don't know. Well, and the fourth one is that something goes past over its appropriate boundary. V'hu shel gam l'misha dileg al matara kol shehi. The kivein lematara acheres uletachlis acheres. It's also used for someone who passes, who I know skips over an objective, and turns and then intends for another one. So you're going towards one thing, and then you are ovar, meaning you redirect towards another thing. So you're kind of bypassing what you were intending to do. Says Vehu Yora Hachetzi Leha'aviro. Now, Barbara, the beautiful shadow of here. It always is strange, right? That whenever you read that story, like, why did he have to do that?
The end, he just went up to him and
Exactly.
isn't it overshooting? Isn't the thought that he overshot?
Well, that's what it sounds like, but
Definitely sounds that way.
right. But what's Leha'aviro?
You pass it from where
To
it was
cause it, you mean
originally
to.
supposed to go to target to somewhere else.
Okay.
He missed the target.
So he
That's
says, Hakush b'maamar zeh mevuah.
what he was aiming for.
Okay.
Yeah. He was
Okay,
aiming to show him that
so
he
here, so here's his chat, right? He says, it's clear what the difficulties here are clear in the pasuk he means. The Lahaviro hachetzi mehanar the ofen shiuchalomer acharov hinei hachetzi mimecha. Right. So the claim shot is he wants to get the nar away. So he wants to overshoot where the kid is. They know it's further and further. Right. Lahaviro, he's saying the claim shot is to overshoot the arrow. Right. And then he'll tell the kid, no, you
You
go
missed
farther, further. Like Kemoshe Hisnu Yohanan's on the dog, because that was the whole plan. Whole plan was I'll shoot the arrow and I'll tell the kid either it's too far or you're not far enough, right? And that'll be the coded message. And after Moshe, he says, "V'hamafarshim nobody was awakened to this at all. The achshov sharav hapsukim elze. He says the Rambam got this straight from the Pesukim. Because the condition that they set, right, the Yohanan and David set, is no doubt was because they thought that they wouldn't have a place to talk privately.
get rid of the car.
Right? They thought that there would be too many people around. So they needed to come up with this code. Yeah. Because apparently it was a busy spot, he said.
Should the arrows
Yeah,
see
the range. So the initial plan was let's make up this. This scheme today, so that Yohanan could tell David his intention and his and what his father wants to do with him. But as it happened, only one kid came with Yohanan. There was no entourage, and no one else was around. Meaning nobody else. So then, when he saw that there was a place that they could talk face to face, so they definitely were face to face. So therefore, so why did he shoot the arrows?
Right.
Right. We had this whole plan for the need when people are around. So why do it now? It wasn't to send the message.
Yeah, right.
So he could, once he was there with the kid, he can't get rid of him without shooting an arrow, right? Be like, we all came out to shoot and go home with fear. So we had to shoot something. Yeah, so he says, Lochain Yorah Chaiti Lahavir Anar me oso Kavano Hamitis. He wanted to get him, wanted to move him off of the of his of the true intention, which was to speak to David. He wanted to kind of like a subterfuge, so the kid doesn't know what he's really coming for.
Right, but when the kid sees that his aim is off today, and he's frustrated, he's like, "I'm done for today." That's
Yeah,
it.
just
That's
right.
it. Just take a nap and get back. Go
Try again tomorrow.
home. It's probably your fault.
Because he missed it by half, he only missed it
Yeah,
by
that's right. It's just the caddy's fault so much. It's always the caddy's fault.
He was a good shot. Yonder.
So he says, and even though he
Good
said, even though he did give
shot.
him the
Irish
message,
officer Dolphin. Dolphin is a
Okay, so anyway, so now he's going to say it's Lahavir HaKavana. Interesting shot.
It's a good thing that his subterfuge happened to match what he wants, the message that he
Well,
wants.
he said he gave the message just in case something would come up. He's but his true intention was to get rid of the kid, but that was to move off of the original plan. Okay, it's interesting. So he says like this, and this is where the Rambam is going.
Shoot one arrow.
Lidaiti Devarav Vayavo Hashem Alpanov. Right? Amazing, amazing. Aim Lefi Hasha'ola Hazu. I never really understood, I never saw this before, really. He says, when the Pasuk says Vayavo Hashem Alpanov, it's according to this last interpretation. V'kinei Haguf Yud Vav Panov, whose face is it? Is Misyaches Elov. Okay, so it's Vayavar Hashem Al Ponov. Hashem passed him on his own, before his own face.
Don't
Right. V'chein Pirshu Zos HaChachamim Sheponov Kan Heim Shelo Yisala. V'hagam Ki Omro Zos Praslal HaHagados She'en Zem Mekomon Harei Yesh Bekach Chizuk Koshu Daitenu. Okay, so the Chazal are not talking about, they're talking about a, it's in terms of in a Medrash Agada, he says, but it's in line with what we're saying, so we'll take it.
And the Chazal are saying that Panov is a great dove.
Yeah, he says there's a
Not
Medrash like
Moshe.
that. Not Moshe. Hold on, let me
What
get
does that
that.
mean by
Al Panov
Alpanov
means like Lifanov, right?
he looked
Ilfnei
before
Atzmo.
himself?
Yeah.
He's going to give an interesting twist to this whole thing. Hold on.
That's okay because it's physical, right? It's an honor
Vayavar
upon a physics. That's a different question.
Shem but it's not a
One
kind of
question at a time.
it's not a kind of we get rid of easy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says
I don't know if we can do something else to change.
Chazal
That's a question.
atzro koach l'foreish
Therefore.
ponov kinoi
Right.
l'bor yisvara. Okay. Right. Yeah, where is the Chazal? I don't know where. I don't know. How do you guys call them? I don't know. But anyway, so he says, so what's the chat? Chat is like this, ready? He says, Bir hadavar ledaiti, ulifi masha nira li. Who? Moshe olav hasholam bikesh hasaga misuyemis. Moshe wanted a specific knowledge, a specific perception. Vihi de konoso ri'yas panim. That's referred to as seeing of the face. Bidvarav ufonai lo yiro. So from the denial, you can tell what the request was, right? What he wanted, right? Bikesh. Interesting.
Oh, sorry,
Okay.
but I've watched Mahano. Means he didn't give him.
So he wanted, well, you're getting there. I'm getting there. So he says, and he guaranteed and he promised him a perception lower than that which he requested. Vehi shekonosa rias ochor. Bidivara viro achorai. Okay, so that was Moshe wanted rias pano. And Hashem said, I'll give you only rias achorai. And he says, and we already explained this. We alluded to that, we aroused the interest in this on this topic in the Mishnah Torah. So let me read to you over here. He has the Mishnah Torah. It's always good to go back and see this. It says, Ma ro ma hu sheze shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu lahasig kishoma hareini no as kivodecha. So what did Moshe want? He wanted to know amitas himatzo shelakorish baruch hu. Okay, but listen to this. You want to know the knowledge, the true knowledge, to know the truth of the existence of God.
Wait, I thought he didn't ask for it specifically. Why is here he say he requested it by saying Harinas Kodecha?
Well, he's saying that that's what, when he's saying Harinas Kavodecha, you can
But in the
tell.
Mora, he's implying you need to look at the response to see what the request was.
That's why he just says, okay, so. I don't know. Why does he not? Does he prove it over here too? I'm not sure. Does he
I'm just saying
prove
it seems funny. In the Mora, he seems like the request is not explicitly in the Torah. And then here, he's making it seem like the request, this is exactly, he asked for it directly.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, why didn't he say, "Hareini na es panecha"?
No, I'm not asking why Moshe didn't say something different. I'm saying in the Mora, he seems to be describing it that if you want to know what the request was, look at the response.
Right.
But yet in the Yad, he's basically saying, yes, this is the request. And he was expressed. It's right in front of us what he asked.
Well, he says over here in the Mora, he says Moshe made a request for a specific knowledge, okay, and he says, let me see the other translation, and that is what is referred to as Pono.
What he
He
requested.
says, what do you request? He says, let's see, Hashem. Right. So, Bikesh Hasoga Achas, Vehi Ashtir Kina Oso Panim. He says, what Moshe wanted was what the Torah calls Ri'as Panim, what God refers to as Ri'as Panim.
You know that from the response. It says, Lo suchalaros pana.
Right. Vehi It's a good question, exactly. I mean, is Kavodecha more generic, and the response is more specific. I can give you Kodecha, sounds like he wants. It's a good question. Is Kodecha a specific thing, or is Kodecha saying as much as I can, and then the response just breaks down the what's possible, what's impossible. But anyway, but the knowledge that he is being denied, or the knowledge that he wanted that he couldn't attain, is called Ri'as Panim. Okay. So the Rambam is saying Hareini nas kivodecha means he wanted to know amitas himatzo shel kodesh baruch hu. But listen to this. Ad she this is in Yesodia Torah Aleph Yud. Ad sheyihya yadua belibo kimod yedias echad min ha'anoshim sheroa ponov v'nechkeka tzuraso bekirbo. It's a beautiful marshal.
Like you see a face of someone.
He wanted to have such a clear knowledge of God's ex of the truth of God's existence that it would be known in his heart, like a person know, like you know a person that you saw his face, and his tzura is like etched in you. So, but what does that mean? Janimtza osho ha'ish nifrad bidaito mishor hanashim. That's the amazing line. If I have the clear image of somebody's face, then I can perceive him completely distinct from every other existence.
Want to be able to see
He wants to be able to have a perception of Hashem that's not tied to any other existence. Right. That's the true, that's Amitas Himatzo. Right.
it's a bad analogy though.
you can't pop. There's no.
Let me continue. Nifra, he says in the marshal of Riyas Panim of a person, right, would be Shenimtza Oso Ish Nifrad Bidaito Mishar HaNashim. I can just imagine him, his physical countenance, and it is completely distinct from everybody else. There's no confusion between him and anybody else. Kach Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Lios Mitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifredes Bilibo Mishar Mitzias HaNemtzon. He wanted to be able to have a clear perception of Amitas Himatzo, that in his mind it's completely distinct from any other existence. Ad sheyeda amitas himotzo kimoshehi. So just like if I see somebody's face, then in my mind I can think about them without reference to anything else. Can I have a perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I can contemplate his existence without a reference to anything else? We're always God of creation, God of this, God of that, right? You don't need to know a person's parents to have an idea of who they are. You don't need to know of what they did to know what they are. If I have a clear perception of who they are, I can imagine their existence. If I want to think of Alexander the Great, I got to think of what he did. I don't know the guy. I never saw him in my life. Right? But if I have a personal interaction, I know the person's face, so to speak, then nimtza oso ish nifra bedaito mishar ha'anashim. Okay. V'hashivo baruch hu she'ein koch bedas adam ha'chai shehu mechubar miguf v'nefesh lahasig amitas dover ze alburio. Makes a lot of sense. It's impossible to have a perception of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that is completely divorced from any other Mitzias HaNemetzon. I'm not saying that it means there's always an element of Hagshamas HaBorei. I'm not talking about the Atzilei. I mean to say that you can't think, I'm not saying that you make the Hagshamas HaBorei, but you can't think about the true essence of God without some reference to who is my son.
That's our limitation.
The Hodio Baruch Hu, he got more than anyone got and will get. So it's interesting. He did sound like he's saying that. He got some degree of separating God's existence from any other existence. But it's more like when you see somebody from the back. Okay? And you can perceive his body and his clothes in your mind distinct from others. I think elsewhere the Rambam also describes that in the Mora. It's like it's not as distinct from other people. Their backs are not, people's backs are not as distinct from one another. From the perception you get from the rear is not as distinct. So you might limit it down to, you're not going to confuse him with, someone of a different size and ethnicity and all those other things. Right. But it's not like I can imagine his amitas with...
So it's interesting because after...
Okay, so let's go back to the study. So let's just go back to... He spends a lot of time to explain exactly how he wants to touch this puzzle. So he says, Im Kain Hu Omar Khan, okay? Shehashem Yis'ala... Hisir mi menu es hasaga hahi hamechuna ponim. So Hashem hid from him, and he'll explain what he means by that in a minute, the perception that is called ponim, v'heviro holo le'inyan acher, kloma yedias hamaisim hamyuchosim elav yisala, shechoshim shehem toarim merubim. So he passed him with regards, he redirected his objective. Just like the kid came with a certain, they came with a certain objective, and Yohanes redirected the objective of the whole thing. You think Moshe came with a certain objective, and God passed him from one objective to another. Now, what does it mean, Panav? So he says, So he says,
That was the saga that Moshe wanted. And then
yeah.
Vayavor Hashem Alpanov,
Can't get
and
that.
instead he
You'll
went to
get
Achorav Vayikra Hashem Hashem.
yeah. So let's see. There are different ways of interpreting that.
Who is Vayikra?
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So he says, he says, when I said histir mimenu, when I said to Hashem, Yisala hid from him, which is a funny way to put it, right? Histir mimenu, that makes it sound like he could have had
he
it.
could have, yeah.
Right. He says, what I meant,
just
Kavanasi shehasaga hazu hi musteres umanua mitiva. I didn't mean that he withheld knowledge he could have had. It's funny how he has to interpret himself, right? He says, Im Kain, who Omar Khan Shashem Yisala histir mimenu asasaga. He says, I don't mean, what I mean by that is that it's intrinsically hidden from him. So any perfected person who is troubled or his seichel is bound up in something that he can understand, shetivo lahasig, the yishaf lehasaga nosefes me'avor lakach, but he's striving to go beyond, and that's a reference to avoro yayin, the other ovar, that you can go past your boundary, right? Then alula hasagos lishtabesh o sheyomos. It's possible that he could have a shibush in his knowledge or death. He says it's a martial, it's an allegorical death. It doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna die when you get it. It means say it'll be like it'll be rock, right? Yeah. Kifi,
it'll be raffled to heaven.
That's right. It'll be chaye sheker, right? Kifi she yivur beperak mi pirkei chiburze elim yilave elav siyua lohi she kamo shomar v'sakosi kapi olecha ad avri. So he needed that. That's what he means. It doesn't mean histir mimenu, that he held back something that he could have had. Really was hidden, but he assisted him in not harming, in getting this knowledge without having the harm of trying to exceed. Interesting. Okay, so the different ways of interpreting exactly how you read the pasuk. So he says, in this guy, he says, the footnote, Mashmo Shehircha, he says, Eina kavana lama'avor gashmi shel panov. Shel Hashem, I don't know what that means. Ela Mashmo Shehirchik Hashem Es Moshe Mehavonas Mahuso Shel Hashem Hamachune Ponim. Right. He was Marchik Moshe from the knowledge of his essence, which is called Ponim. So Vayavor Hashem Al Ponov. So Hashem moved Moshe off of the knowledge of Ponov. Yeah, it's interesting.
He changed the subject.
Let's not talk about that.
Right. So the Rambam Romeis Khan, right. Ponov is not Pnei Moshe. Right. Ponov to Hashem. All right, anyway. But anyway, that's an amazing chat.
Yeah.
It's an amazing chat. Vayavor Hashem al Ponov.
It's not a transmission.
Right,
makes sense because there's a line there.
Okay, so the Abba now says like this. He says, "Hine Hashem, Hashem helim mimenu ha'sogro ha'hi me'haponim." Okay, the viro l'riyas ha'ochol. No, from the riyas ponim to riyas ochol. Okay, v'heim ha'pu'ulos ha'miyuchasos e'lav yisparach she'yichoshev she'heim to'orim. So those are the achorav is the remez liyugil minos. V'yis bonin mashomar rav omar hine remez. Okay, fine. But now he's like this. But that's the pshat. Okay. V'im tiksha. Okay. One more time. V'yis v'zeshkos ha'rav v'yado ba'asogar l'matha mimeno. It's lower, right? Because it's not atzmuso, it's pa'ulav. V'omer hinei Hashem yisparach he'elim mimenu ha'sagra hi ha'mechuna b'ponim. V'he'aviro l'ri'as ha'ochor shehu masha yaseh b'poel acharei shekvar yi'odu elov. So he did it later. That's the Yigilamidos. Yigilamidos is making good on the promise of this, of Ochor. Okay. Now, he says, V'im tiksha eich yishabesh harav darkei ha'diktuk. So you can ask the question, but what about the diktuk? Vayaseh vayavor Hashem, shehu poal omed, yaseh oso poal yotze. Poal omed means it's on the self. Poal yotze means you're acting on something else. Right, so Miss Aber Lashlishi, Vayavirehu, Hashem Meiryas Panim. According to the Rambam, it's he moved Moshe away from Meiryas Panim. But the pasuk is Vayavor, Hatashuva Bazesh Harav Bier HaInyan, Ulecholi
Right. That's exactly what I right.
That what?
That God changed the subject and then follow the leader.
He
Just
says,
follow. Yeah.
"Velomar shakel kasher
ro'o
bakashas Moshe me'aponim ubakashaso me'adrachim shehima achorim over Hashem al ponav." What's Lomar? "Velo heishiv al she'elas aponim she'sho'al." So he says, it means like this: that when Hashem saw that Moshe requested ponim and drachim. So he says, then Ovar Hashem Alpanav Ratzloma, the low Heshiv Al Shelas Alpanav. He says, Sheshaal, Vinitz Galu, Vidiat Achorim, Shema Midos, Shezochar, Kihine Hashem, or Ha'adam, Shelo Yichush, Loma Sheyavakesh, Menu, Yomalo, Shu Overalov. So if someone ignores what you say, you'll say he was Overalov. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, yeah, so he's saying that what?
Is that the Rambam's pshat that he's explaining, or
He's trying to explain the Rambam Shat that Vayav, even though it says Vayavor, which is a poel omed, but the Rambam is telling you you have to work out, but he's telling you the meaning of it is really that he moved Moshe from the request of Panim to the request of Ochor. But he wants to, you can also say in Lashon B'nai Adam, when you have two things in front of you, and you don't talk about one, it was like you passed over one. But not really sure if he's trying to say that's what the Rambam is. So you have to be Miyashid the Lashon. This is the Inyan, and you have to be Miyashid the Lashon. Right.
Yes,
But
yes,
it means a change of, it doesn't mean, yeah, it's funny. It's not the use of the lashon over meaning
over, but he gives the
that he
whole thing
passed
before,
over,
right?
that he passed over one thing. He's saying it really means the idea of redirecting a kavana.
Changing the
But
subject.
you got to normalize the lashon yourself. You can work it out in the lashon too, but that's not the real meaning of vayavo here.
What's up?
That he's skipped over one request.
It's not.
No, because that's the Yavosham Alpanov. You're not going to work out the Alpanov.
Well, that's
what he skipped.
Rest he
That's
skipped
what he
over.
changed. He didn't go to Alpanov. He didn't do Panov. Why would he need Alpanov?
He
Rest just
says,
skipped over this really the same thing as
isn't that the whole thing? I mean,
going up with Al-Kharas.
why else would you need Alpanov?
Right. Means it like this. I mean, that's what he wants to say. It means,
I would like lots of
Kashir Ra Bakarshus Moshe Me'aponim, Ubakarshus Me'adrachim Shema Achorim, Ovar Hashem Aponim, Ratzloma, Lo Heshiv Asheilas Aponim.
right.
Right, you're saying. Sheshaw. Right. I mean, the Rambam is
That's what
telling
he
you the
was.
idea, and you got to work out the logic.
Yeah. The deal is he didn't give him Pono, he gave
Right.
him.
He switched off over
Right.
instead.
Interesting.
And that's the Bayal.
And that's the
Yeah,
Vayavo.
Having him switch him to Achorav by skipping over the Panav thing
Right,
altogether and go straight to Achorav.
right,
Right.
yeah. So this is
The problem is that the way that Barbanel says that Moshe is giving two requests and he's only taking one.
He's getting one.
Right.
I mean, and Hashem is only giving him one.
That's
But when the Rambam truths is, Moshe, that's Riyas Panav. All right, I guess you can work it out. Explore my ideas on mice and on your
Well, I mean, it's not, it's Hodini Nasdaracha, right? You
okay.
could actually push somebody off of a subject on the same subject, sort of.
Right, so this is the way the footnote puts it on this front. The Rama Mitzvah Sapsukim Kimarshal Sifri. Moshe Mavakish Lahakir Asma Huso Shel Hashem. Mavakish Menu Harini Nash Kodecha. So he wanted to know God's mahus, his esem, amitas, amitas, atmiso, whatever. And that's kodecha. And Hashem answered, lo sucha liros es ponai, ki yir ani ha'odam v'choi. Woma, ein v'yacholos odam ha'asigas ha'vonas mahusi, ha'mafuna ra'iyas ponim, l'chein Hashem ma'avir es divrei Moshe l'ingin avir. Lavonas Maise Hashem Olam. Amachuna Rias Ochor. So Hashem was Ma'avir the Divrei Moshe to another thing. So Munachim Ponim and Ochor are marshal for the Hakaras Anushis. Ohe Karas Krova, Mamika Shal Karas Ponim, or Rechoka like Ochor. Hakaras Hakel Mi Maise of Nirasa Miguvonim. Okay, fine. But anyway. But the, yeah, but they're just taking the mob here. They're taking
right.
the mob.
Doesn't
answer the dictic problem. Okay, let's do one more part. This is a very, very important chapter for a couple of reasons. So what's interesting in this chapter is he has his pshat, and then he says, this is my pshat, my understanding, that ponov means ponov shel Hashem. He says, but the unkelos says, the hainu, he says, but unkelos was nohag kim in hagel b'dvar malo. Unkelos did, the Tirgum does what he does, okay? And what is that? That is, Shekol Dovar Shehu Motzi Oso Miuchas Hashem. Whenever you find anything that's attributed to Hashem, and it has some physicality, or some branches of physicality, some attachment to physicality, he explains it in a way where he strips away the physicality of the attribute, of the, so of the yeah. Like, for instance, he kach shekinui haguf yiyeh ledovar kol shua nismach Hashem. Okay, so he makes a kinui of the guf should be, I'm sorry, ella shehushmat. So he keeps it as some kind of reference to God, but non-physical. Meaning like this, hine Hashem nitzav olav. So what does it mean? God, it sounds like a physical attribute of standing. So he says, no, it's Yakara Dashem Ma'atira Ilavoli. So he takes some kind of a mushal, some kind of a, he put, the way he puts it, a hashmat, he's it's hushma. He strips away the physicality of the meaning. So it's now the Yakara, the cover Hashem. Okay. Or Yitzef Hashem Beini Aveinecha. He says, Yisach Meimar Dashem. So some kind of a hashkacha. Kach Noag Unkulus Olav Hashalom B'Pirusho B'Orach. Keva. That's always what he does. Vikach also legabi mashenema. Vayavo Hashem al ponov. So that sounds like a physical moving of God in front of Moshe. So he says, Va'ava Abba Hashem shechinte ala po yikra. But also he changed it to heavier. Heavier Hashem as shechinoso al ponov vikara. God caused his shechina to pass before Moshe. Okay. In Cain, the daito hadavar she'ovar who nivra b'li sofek. This is very strange. Isn't it all in my book? What is he talking about? Who pireish al kinoi haguf shel ponov. So what does it mean, ponov? The expression, the physical expression of ponov. Kimusav el Moshe Rabbein. Right? So Ulfize Yiya Pirish Al Panov means bin no chachoso in front of him. Moshe Nemar, Batavor Hamintra Al Panov. Gam Pirish Sehu Tovinoy. This is also a beautiful prayer. Right, because before he said Ova is by the oar. That's a muscle for in the mind of Ua. But here it's about God himself. So Uncle says, no, it means but that's Uncle's chat, no? In general, Uncle's whole is like a tub of Nivravashim, I think. So he says, for Uncle's, it means there was some phenomenon. And apparently, that's some phenomenon that enabled Moses to have a greater depth of perception. But it was something that Hashem was Mofia upon us, so to speak. Like he says, yeah.
That would be like the other definition of Avar that he has before.
Yeah, right. And he says, and this goes back to him, he says, and the support for Onkelos is that's it. He says, and the support for Onkelos is Vahaya Ba'avor Kivodi.
It's the same event.
That's the same event. Aresha Nama bin the Furash Shama, Sheyavar Hu, Dover Miyuchas Elov Yisale, Lo Atzmuso, Yishada Shemo, Yala Kovod Haze Omar Ad Ovri, Vayavar Shem Al Ponov. So that's the way Uncle's is going.
It sounds like the same event.
And he says, The Im Hechrach Leforesh, Gofen Shel Hashmin and Nismach, Kedarko Uncle's Tamid. Okay. And if you need to explain it like Uncle says, always there, always does, right? That sometimes he explains the word Amush Metes Yukara, sometimes it's Shechina, sometimes it's Memra, each one according to its spot. Aresha Nachlu Gamki Nefarisha Nismach Hamushmat Kan Hu Kol. Okay, so now he's making a little bit of an interesting move. A little confusing exactly where he's going. He's going to say, let's take a play out of Uncle's book over here. Okay. He always says anything that is a nismath, anything that's attributed to God, he strips it of any physicality. Right. I can say God's hand, God's standing. So he said, we'll do the same thing with the call. What does it mean? It's call Hashem. Okay. Aleha nafnu gamkin the farish anismach mushmat. Khan who called Yesh Likro. This is what you should read it. Vayavor Kol Hashem Al Pono Vayikra. So Uncle says Yikara, Shechinta, Memra. Uncle says different word, different ways of removing the physicality, the attribute of physicality, the attribution of physicality. So instead of saying Vayavor. So we'll say like this. What does it mean, Vayavor Hashem Alponov? We'll say, Vayavor Kol Hashem Alponov. Okay. Es ha'ashola b'loshon shel ovoro b'yachis la'kol. Vayaviru kol b'machana. U'lefize ha'kol hu ashir kara. So what he heard, what he called out was the kol. Vayavor Kol Hashem v'yikra. The coal is what called out. Now listen to this. Al yirchak be'enecha yichus hakriya the coal. Don't think it's strange that the kriya is related to the coal. Even mila ma'ela atzman supar al diburo yisal lemoshe. You have that. Vayishma es hakol vida bere lov. So you do have this phenomenon of the coal speaking. In Cain, notice this, Kemosha Yechas es Adibor Lakol. So now who's speaking? The Kol is speaking. Kach Yachis Tan es Akriya Lakol. Okay, so I'm sorry. Right? Right. That was Dibor. What's the difference, right?
Sorry.
Hold on. Let me just finish. Ukagon ze Kloma Yifas Amir of Akriya Lakol. Nemar Kvar B'mefurash. Kol Omer Kira V'Omar Ma Ekra. Oh, let me get this one. Hapir is fine. L'fi ha-kriya zu, yiyah im kein kach. So how do you read the pasuk? V'ovar kol milifnei Hashem. Okay. A kol passed from before God. B'nochachoso shel Moshe. In front of Moshe. I guess he's trying to do his own little Oculus version, right? V'kora Hashem Hashem. So I think that's another question. Ukefelas Hashem is because of the kriya, just like Kima Mishum Shehu Yisala Hanikra. So the call is calling God.
The call Hashem is calling Hashem.
Yes,
Hashem.
So
it's not bothered by the soft pasuk.
It's not Yilgim Omidos.
Like Moshe, Moshe, Avraham, Avraham.
Or the Trump.
Hashem, Hashem, we're not part of the
Kol. Or Hashem Alpanava by Yigra Hashem.
You can't learn anything.
I don't Hashem Kel Rachum
Acham. No, Hashem Hashem
by Yigra. That's what he's saying, right?
So then the two Hashems are not part of the Gimel.
He's saying, just like you say, Moshe, Moshe, Avram, Avram. The call says, Hashem, Hashem.
Was this an audible call, or
was
this a transmission?
Hashem, Hashem. He says, Atah, Kibarach, HaMachanan.
Was this a literal call or a metaphorical call?
It was a metaphorical. I would say metaphorical. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. How do you perceive it? Was it yours, or was it mine?
I would have to go with the mine. But anyway, it's wild. He says, "V'gam zeh pirush no emaod." This is also a beautiful pirush. And then he says, "I'll just end this because I got to run." He says, "And don't think it's strange that we have many pirushim for this. Pick whichever one you like the best." Okay.
Have a good chance.
Have a good chance. We'll pick up next time.
Yeah, bless. Peace.